to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Heyo guys, it's Kelsey, my favorite host with the most, and we're on Spreading Humus. Yes, sir. And I'm with...
What's up, everybody? It's Jan Lewis on your screen, and welcome to Spreading Humus.
Hey.
Guys, we're back on our seats. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. That's why I'm so excited, because yes, I missed this place. But new week, new thoughts. What's on your mind? Yonder?
That's a good question. Guys, you guys are on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Okay, obviously. Why did I even ask that? But like, I'm sure now you guys have noticed that like we can't use certain sounds or music.
Yeah, like UMG stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and
even Instagram.
Even Instagram?
Yeah. I got a notification yesterday.
Really?
Amen.
Yeah, they told me your sound cannot be listened in Bulawayo.
What?
When were you in Bulawayo?
They said, this video can't be produced. In Bulawayo.
Oh.
So people who are in Bulawayo or Bulawayo.
Oh man, always does that like in Russia. It says Russia.
Yeah. Something.
But do you guys know why that's happening?
Why?
I don't know.
Let me tell you guys. So there's a disagreement happening between Universal and TikTok over compensation. TikTok has failed to compensate Universal artists and songwriters, and TikTok says that Universal does not.
Ah. No, don't even try to. Guys, no, please, guys, don't cut this part. No. Please don't.
So I must start over.
Yes.
Okay, so there's a disagreement happening between Universal and TikTok over compensation. TikTok has failed to compensate Universal artists and songwriters, and TikTok says that Universal does not protect the rights of its artists and songwriters. So until they sort out the disagreements, all of the TikToks that you used, that's Universal artists.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying. Until they sort out their stuff, all of the songs are going to be on mute.
What? So should you know that people they were making videos with that grit sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I knew about this, but like, and some of my videos, like when I scroll down, the music is gone and I'm like,
what's happening?
But with me, it's like, okay. I know why the Universal is wilding. Because
it's wilding, though.
No, but TikTok is greedy. Come on, guys.
No,
they have money, these people.
No, but
I mean, they'll ban me. Why?
I want to be honest. I feel like it's because TikTok is not necessarily monetizable. Like, people can put ads on TikTok. It's a 30-second video. How am I going to see ads? You see Twitter, you can see a tweet, and below the comments, you can see an ad. YouTube, you can see an ad. Instagram, you can see an ad. But with TikTok, it's kind of crazy to, like, see an ad like that. So I think that's, I think that's why maybe it's struggling to pay off, because that's why they promote us to, like, post long-form videos so that they can put ads.
So how about you see Jungo, Fanta? Remember the time when Fanta was everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't they make ads like... There's so many, I've seen a lot of ads on TikTok.
On TikTok, and they're like
a lot
short
of ads. Yeah, they're like short little... Like, what the have? What? There's so many of them.
Yeah, there's a lot. A little bit of skincare routine thing. But it can be...
Do you have a skincare routine?
Yeah.
What's a skincare routine?
Ice.
Dove.
Nivea, Formane. Okay. And spray.
And what?
Brute. No, man. But I feel so bad for people who use sounds to, like, grow.
Yeah.
To be honest. Because there are certain people who are based off using sounds. Because I personally, I'm not reliant on sound like that.
Yeah.
Especially in music. And you, do you use sound or...
Yeah, I do like lifestyle content, theme, like whatever. So you need obviously like background music. It can't just be.
You know that's how you use for vlog.
I don't want vlog music. I want like cool music.
Like what? What's cool music?
What's that song of yours? Fire, your car, Latina, same.
You know what's crazy?
What?
So, this, since it was Valentine's yesterday. So, guys, when I'm in love, né, I do two things. I make songs. So, I'm speaking about songs. So, I remember I was so heartbroken. I made a song. By a choir Latina Simnad. But I was the one coloring. So I remember I was crying. I'm like, yo, bro, I need to make a song. I need to let out, let my feelings out. Yeah. And I went to the studio. By a choir Latina Simnad. And I'm trying to mock the people who took my girlfriend. But Isha, I'm hurt. I'm the one coloring. I remember I first had this hand when we went to my room. Like, can I just cry? Yeah. No, I'm telling you. No. I was so drunk, so I was like, bro, I don't want to do it. I just want to cry and just listen to me. And I was like, it took her. But it's fine. So when I was so in love, I made a song.
Really? Yeah, what is it?
My Power. Baby girl, you're my power.
baby girl.
You know it.
I remember that song.
I realized it. So I realized yesterday, I'm like, wait, when I'm doing love, I make songs. Like, baby girl, you're my... Because she likely knew I can follow you.
That's so crazy.
Exactly, you're going to be born in Sanana Ling. Marabon, I'm going to be born in Sanana Ling. Because I'm going to be
born in Sanana Ling. That's so crazy. Because even when I'm in love, like, no, when I'm hurt, I make the best love songs.
Yeah.
Like, it's
you
so
made
crazy.
Utando while you were heartbroken.
As fuck.
Really?
No, Utando.
Utando. Even the new one that's coming. Hey, man, you know, I'm shy.
You're not universal IT Utando?
No. No.
Yeah, okay.
It's industry.
They industry?
No, not universal. I was with Sony, ne?
Yeah, so okay. I don't think you're part of...
Yeah, no, I'm not part of
that. Because it's another record label.
Yeah,
I'm not part of
so that. So I want to ask you, Yanda, do you think or this can hinge like people's content and can also damage someone's growth in terms of like... maybe you're a TikTok and you want to grow in terms of sound. Like, what do you think is the solution? What do you think can be the solution?
Yo,
I don't know, man. TikTok must just do something, man.
Nah, guys.
They must stop being greedy.
I don't know how they're going to fix it. But I feel like there are a lot of artists out there who are under, like, what is called Universal and that record label. And a lot of musicians these days rely on TikTok. They don't... You see how musicians don't do music videos that much. They just post a song on TikTok. It trends. Yeah. Then they release the song. Then they forget about music videos. Whereas back then... Like songs would trend because, okay, you heard the song on Trey's channel or etc. So now because TikTok and Universal are fighting, I don't know. I think we might go back to like music videos.
No, guys.
Oh, wait, but there's Instagram Reels. There's Instagram Reels. So I guess that's another way.
But also, but I feel like Instagram
not the
is
same.
More, has more guap. So they can maintain paying the people who are.
So
with TikTok, the problem with me, I think, ne, they make gang views, but less money.
Oh, yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah, I don't think the views vibe hand in hand with money.
I think so.
Yeah, like a song can be so popular. Like, let's say you didn't monetize it on other platforms. You didn't release it. The song can have 50 million views. Ne? For example, your song can have 50 million views right now. And you won't make any money. Replace that with a song. You understand?
Yes. Okay.
Unlike when the song is on DistroKid or on other distributing things, then you can make guap. Or on YouTube. Let's say your song is 50 million on YouTube. You know you are baking something.
True.
Unlike on TikTok, if it's huge... Doesn't really matter in terms of coins.
True.
You have okay.
All right, we hear you.
But I just want to say, you guys are dripped out today.
Really?
No. I'm saying when this. Anna, today, guys, now this outfit is called Meg G. So I was like, today, I want to say Meg G style.
Cedar's toes are so scary.
Let me see.
Zile,
do this.
I was supposed to go for Buff and Shine, man.
Buff and Shine.
And they didn't have the bar.
Exactly. Appetite, Mbunzun.
What size shoe are you?
9 for me.
What?
Nine.
That's a 3, Zile. We have the same foot.
That 3? It's not funny.
Take off your sandal, then let me wear it. I want
socks and sandals.
But as I was saying, I feel like life is so difficult, man, sometimes.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
What's on your mind?
Okay. What's on my mind? There's a lot, man. Valentine's, number one. Number two, my teeth.
Your teeth?
Yeah, guys. And I have sad news. Ne? Today, I was not supposed to shoot.
You look like you're quarreling, yes?
No.
The sandals.
Today, I'm telling you, I'm chilled. Like,
the dry skin, the dry toes.
It's not dry skin, man. It's called Buff and Shine Dry Toes.
So they said your face is dry before we shot.
You're not going to tell it as pure.
Hi, that's Dudu. Oh, sorry.
So what's wrong with Valentine's, your teeth and
okay. Valentine's, ne? I'm gonna tell you number one. Madudu Ashab, just so you know. But I'm going to tell you number one. With Valentine's, it's crazy, bro. Like, people overhype Valentine's so bad. Like, it's a thing. And even people who are not in relationship talk about Valentine's. I feel like if people love their partners the same way they love them on Valentine's, this will have recasability. Someone said it. I know someone once mentioned it. Recasability STI outbreaks.
Well, yeah.
If people love each other the same way they love each other, ka Valentine. So for Niagara. But people like love their partners on Valentine's.
You're saying people only show love to their partners on Valentine's Day?
No. They show most love.
The most love.
Yeah. And if they did that, like gang, we were gonna be in a better place. Cause now but all about so you know what's crazy on Valentine's? People only focus on their partners. But while they decide, but while they sneak killing, but while everything, they say with their partners. So imagine they did that all year long. But now that's not my conversation. People will figure that out. So today, before I came here, I went to the dentist, Sunset. Changing my teeth. And the Dr. K comes. You see this? Take K955. What? We need to take them out. So I need to take out my wisdom tooth.
Oh, no.
So you're going to have cotton balls in your mouth?
Cotton what?
Cotton balls.
Cotton. Don't say
that. But they're all cotton balls.
Ooh. Pause.
So I was like, Dr. K, please. Imagine I'm coming to shoot. And guys, I think I'm going to tell Dudu this. I think there's going to be a point whereby I won't be able to shoot just because of my teeth. So that's so scary.
Can you imagine an episode without Zile, just us girls talking about what? Oh, wait, but we talk a lot. We don't talk a lot. We sing a lot.
We sing a lot. So we'd be singing the whole episode.
Love is blah.
What's on my mind? Guys, I wrote them down, actually. Yanda.
Today you're giving American. You're giving... Sleep. What's up, Carl?
Yo.
Sleep. So.
You got a new phone?
Guys, what's wrong with you?
Oh, you balling. And you got us KFC.
So, can I saw you go diamond walk. So, what did you get?
I got my mom and eye shades. Yeah.
You balling. Yeah. You a big baller.
Just one of those, man.
Two of them.
Eh?
Two of them.
Yeah.
Marwasa di abar mo podcast.
Nahana se kya paradi shades on the podcast.
I've done that before. Why don't you do that?
Come on. But I get you, Sima.
Yeah. Ipi posh manuena. Skrr.
Ezi.
Hamanye vura.
Kala I kez am fast. Yes, man, guys, you know, if I'm being honest, man, my man is literally manifesting this, guys. I promise you, he's gonna buy me one. One day, yeah, manifest. As mtana bantu. What manifest?
Okay.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
I'm a manifestation.
What's on my mind? You know, guys, it's gonna come to life one day.
And manifestations do come to life. That's the thing. We're not doubting you.
But what's on your mind?
Oh, what's on my mind is that, ish, guys, there's people who are like judging the three of us based on our
affiliation
with a certain party. You understand? So I don't get it. Like, some are like, you guys don't know what you're doing. You guys know nothing about politics. Why are you even doing this? You know, and I don't
Mara,
get
Mara,
it.
Mara, like, I just want to know. Ugamalako uwanin.
But I just don't get it, guys. Like,
I feel like there's a difference between, like, being an influencer for a certain party, as in they booked you for a certain event, and then actually rooting for that party, as in now the Baibizani Secretary of State, whatever. And I don't think people are getting that, the difference between the two.
And someone, because I posted, remember the pictures I posted?
Yeah.
Right?
So dope.
Thank you. So this girl was like, what? Ari, please don't flaunt about your work, blah, 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 blah. This is politics. It's not a joke. Why are you taking pictures and posting? I'm like, the pictures were taken at the event. Why were they even taken? Like, if I'm not going to post them, why were they taken? Do you get what I mean? Like, why are you mad? I don't get it.
Also, why is she saying this is not a joke? Did it's you say anything
Did I say
funny?
Anything about it being a joke? I literally just posted this. Like, literally. Like, why are you
the
so
people?
Mad? Yeah. Why are you so mad? I don't get it. Like, why is... I mean, it's, you see some small boy that's like 7 years old and he's like, oh my gosh, you're voting for this, blah, 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 blah. Oh, you're so stupid. Imagine, blah, blah. Like,
guys, one thing I realized, man.
Bro, you people on the internet are just, I don't know.
It's crazy. The internet is so wild. It's like, it's not a real world.
Nah.
The reason I'm saying it's not a real world, 90% of the things that you hear on the internet, people don't even tell you in real life.
That's true.
And we speak about this every day. I mean, like, people are going to just say things. People are going to do things. There are certain things on the internet, but you don't do in real life.
Hmm.
And there are certain ways that people say on internet, but they will never say in real life.
That's true. And your vote is secret. I think
Thank
it's
you.
Illegal to tell someone which party you're voting for. I think it's illegal to say it on a public platform. So it's weird for you to... Okay, I guess... Because we're wearing shirts from that political party, it may seem like we're voting for it. But don't make assumptions.
I got a lap up. Okay. Lap up.
Okay, Sim.
Skaba color too much. You wanna give a
come on.
Mistake, yeah.
Also me, I'm a batu.
You are a motu.
I'm a motu.
Oh. Umotu wa motu.
It's not nice, guys. It's not nice.
I sharp that.
Aye. Guys, do you think... I have a question, actually. I don't know why I was thinking of this yesterday. So... Do you think, like, your family, when you get to heaven,
when you die?
Yeah, when you pass on. Do you think, like, your family and friends, they wait by the gates for you? Or you have to go look for them and find them?
So go heaven, fam. How about never talk with the family? No. Yeah,
true. Yeah, true.
Don't say heaven only.
Okay, yeah, family hell, yeah, whatever. Do you think that they wait at the gates and they welcome you? Or you have to, like, you get in, they say, okay, welcome in, then you have to walk in and look and
I
look for them?
I don't think God would make it like that. Like, oh, I feel like, yo, one thing about God, like...
He makes it easy.
Yes, he will definitely make it easy for you. I think you get, like, an angel, your angel, that's going to escort you through the heavens. We're floating, they're police escort with your angels. And then, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to
your angels are so rich. Yagna's angels are rich.
You believe on unicorns, right?
No, I don't. But obviously, you get...
And mermaids.
Evan, okay. I'm joking about the police escort, but there's probably like an angel, one angel that's assigned to you. This is Zile's angel. That angel will escort you to your family. Not that they're going to wait there.
Maybe they say on the intercom, okay, Sima
has passed on.
Sima Chayle, Kukpalor Limulate. 1-9-3-4. Can you please escort Sima? She's here. But I since I drowned, no, I'm gonna speak on my personal experience.
When you saw yourself, cut up for you.
And Gile Kamali number jambor.
Taman.
Mbor.
Where is he?
Ah, heaven. I can kill her with a video. I'll let you leave.
It's just, yo, wait.
Since you drowned, I feel like, but yeah. What's called?
They like do a hand and then you have to reach up and grab it.
I'll put you in movie, but I see the light.
No, but they sent you back. They sent you back, hence why you were alive. So they said you.
I was still in grade 4. But you me tell that
the
way.
Oh, okay.
So now, like it's drawn, but yeah, but it's not your time, my fan.
They put you. Are you sure? One of them looked at you and they said, wrong one. Go the other way.
No, they were wearing like white. And like Ashlags. Hey, my Angela para Ashlags.
Ashlags or Ashlags, the brand. And I
this one.
Ashlags.
King Ashlags.
Ashlags. It is Ashlags.
Ashlags. But Sima, what I'm saying, I think they say yeah. They grab you.
They call you.
So
they call your spirit.
Your spirit is violent, Fanak. So they welcome you. They like,
dude, how? And then your body, your physical body flies into the air. And then your physical body flies into the air.
Your physical body even die.
So do you fly like this?
Your soul is like.
That's what I'm saying. Your soul is your spirit, is it not?
It is.
So then what are you saying?
I'm saying your soul by its Fanakal
soul. You're lying. You said your physical body goes.
No, that.
So you levitate.
You levitate. You float.
Guys, the physical body kiss you like.
No, it's not.
Have I told you guys this dream of mine that I had?
Okay, how's your soul? How's your soul?
It's invisible-ish.
No, but how? What's the shape of your soul?
It's my body.
It's shaped like your body.
Exactly.
It's shaped like your body, but it is not your body.
Or maybe he made a mistake.
He was so sure.
Body. So let's say this is my soul.
Exactly.
Guys, I told you this other dream that I had.
What?
Like, I was sleeping, right? Mm-hmm. In my dream, I'm sleeping. And I'm very, very, I'm sleeping. Yeah. Right? And then my soul leaves my body and stands by the door. Yeah. Right?
Oh, I know that dream.
Yes. I told you.
Pressurized.
What?
Satellite.
No, man. It
sleeper paralysis.
Sleep.
Yes, and I couldn't move because my soul was by my door, and I'm looking at myself like this, and I turned, and I was like, "Are you coming?" So if I said yes, I was gonna die in my sleep. I'm telling you, I spent my life.
But what is Sima? But what is really prank?
Yeah.
Bro, I swear on my life, my soul literally turned. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe it was some demonic shit happening. Because I turned and I was like, "Are you coming?" Literally. And after that, the sleep paralysis went, "Kang!" And I woke up.
So guys, you know, with sleep paralysis, it's so crazy.
Sleep paralysis.
That's why I call it pressurize, because it pressurizes your body.
Oh. It's paralysis.
No. I call it pressurize. So what's the name of Bulichiwa Wakas Joaquin?
Sleep paralysis.
No, Bulichiwa Wakas Joaquin.
Bulichiwa Kiing, that's not
there. A sickness. Like that.
I don't know what you're saying.
Bulichi is a sickness.
Oh,
and that when people faint, like
sifo sokuwa.
Yeah, when people faint a lot, what do they have?
What are you talking about?
Epilepsy.
It's sick fall.
Epilepsy.
It's sifo sokuwa. Epilepsy.
It's sick fall.
Who faint?
Oh, when they fall and then they start
and then they shake. Yeah.
Oh, that is epilepsy.
It's sick fall.
Isn't that like a seizure? Oh, epilepsy. Okay. It's seizure is the shaking and
So what are you saying?
But okay, I just wanted to make an acronym. So,
and what?
That acronym.
What
the hell? I'm so serious about English today.
I wanted to make an acronym.
What causes sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis, I get it when I'm like sleeping like this backwards, on my back. Yes. Then I feel like something is juggling me.
No.
You don't feel like something is definitely struggling you.
Okay, sure. And then I feel like that, but I've never seen my soul come out of my body.
That's wild, bro. No, that was demonic stuff happening. I'm telling you. That was evil.
When I see my... what do you think causes pressure?
In your room.
No, that was my old room.
We
prayed and I prayed about
it. Or at least we answer something.
Yeah.
Like fun.
What causes it?
I don't know. Honestly, I just feel like it's some dog. You know when you're sleeping there, they say like if you wake up, kabo matre, someone was actually watching you. That's what they say.
I'm not saying you're lying.
They say that. Like so maybe that person is like holding you down like this so that you can struggle, but then they laugh and then they go away. I'm telling you.
Okay.
There's some spirits that are out there to torture us. We need a fact checker. I wonder what causes that thing.
No.
But it's evil, dog. Nah, there's no way that thing is good and brings good. No, it's evil.
Nothing but paralysis and juice.
Yo!
Sleep.
No, pressurize. Okay, let me say pressurize. So, I don't like the fact you are doing things. Can't you? You are just like this. And now, you know, the factor part about it.
The what?
The factor part.
Mm. Oh.
Is when you scream.
When you're screaming and you can't. Your mouth is not moving.
And in your head, you're screaming.
And you're praying. Yeah?
Now, have you ever experienced it? No.
What?
That's good.
You?
How many of you guys have experienced cerebral paralysis? We're not telling Bob, of course.
You can't move, dog. You can't move.
People probably experience this every day. A new tattoo, my phone.
Ah, my phone.
Okay. But yeah, it's a very dangerous
it's
thing.
So scary.
You are powerless.
Literally. Literally.
Yeah.
Zili, I thought you were going to tell us about Bafana Bafana. What happened?
Bafi.
I was really sorry. Someone got pressurized. But Bafana Bafana was created bronze. And I'm glad and I'm very proud that Wumaskov Zoro, the Super Eagles, Nigeria didn't win.
Good.
I not grato pocket watch. Making pocket watch to Nigeria came on or more. Yeah, you can win a robot. But I'm glad we got number three, man. And I'm
got
glad
number three in the whole AFCON.
Yeah.
That's
we got bronze. And I'm glad Rowan Williams finally got his flowers.
Yo, wow. Thank you, Williams, man.
He was a champion.
Our hero.
Pass it out. I love you so much, but please go to back to the drawing board. No, guys. I complained a lot about that guy and I was so stressed. But I just want to say, Bafana Bafana really represented us. Mm. We never thought we were Bafana. Like right now, if we ask anyone here, we never thought they would be there.
That's true.
I won't lie. Mm. But it's that, it's the underdogs, the black sheep. Diploma at the end. So, Bafana Bafana, we are really proud of you. Like, Linsitia, you know, Dinaming. I want it to make sense, man. The Joseph that is getting to me. But I'm saying, or I'm really proud of Bafana Bafana.
Mm.
Are you proud of Bafana Bafana?
So
I aspire truth for Bafana Bafana.
Bumudau, shout out to you, man.
What's on your mind?
Me. Mm. You. Kling.
Me?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. What a bad group. When when problematic nyana nyakuthanda mara unama issue. That's how you know that someone loves you when they tell you kuti hi man hey
ama issue
ama issue mapha ama issue
wena ubifa no kamumphela kwenza
kanjani
niya bifa
aba seng bifa ngkosi yami
aw beef uya chikina.
Oh shit.
Nenzani.
Honestly speaking, you know, if I'm being honest, can I just address this?
It's a safe space.
Once and for all.
We are family.
Happy family.
And I'm addressing this to two people. Ne. First, I'm going to start with Altido. Please. Yes.
Damn.
I remember TikTok. Let's take a piece.
Hey, Yazi, Mina, Bab Altido, I'm from Kamalama. Like, with all due respect, like, I understand when they say Sima, it booms. Fine, but twice on your podcast, I'm actually sick of it now.
Like, no, that's the first time.
And he says, no, it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mara, king winner.
No, but on a serious note, like, this is the second time this is happening, you mentioning my name on the podcast. And I actually confronted you on your page and I said, I feel like it's so ghetto how you always mention my name on your podcast. Like, it's actually getting annoying. It's ghetto. Mm. And you were like, oh, it's funny enough. He's like, funny enough, I'm always defending you on my podcast. And I'm like, no. You say my name, right? And you know very well they're going to talk smack. And then you say, oh, no, but she's cool. Bro, you said my name knowing very well that there's going to be spice that you can put on your snippets that we see on TikTok. We don't even watch that podcast. Who watches that podcast, bro? We only watch it on TikTok snippets. That's it. I don't, like, bro, it's not cool. Stop that thing. Leave my name alone. Like, I fucked with you, but I'm sorry. Like, but you were so cool. You were like, hey, please come to my podcast. Da, da, da. I was willing to come. But...
And you've been in the game for two years, bro.
A two-year-old toddler.
Kenali two. I'm like, 2 years old.
Like, bro.
Bab El Tito. Like, please.
365
times. Like, leave my name alone. I'm literally like 10 years younger than you, bro. Lost me. Please.
You do.
Now, come on, pal. Mamkamu. Kalaje. Like, hey. Firstly, your team, ne, they said, okay, by the way, guys, Meg G said, Mamkamu, Ute, yena, she didn't know anything about the childish thing. Cool. But her team said, which is fine. It's okay.
No, but give us context. What
happened? Yeah. Don't be vague.
Don't be like the childish thing. Some people don't know about the childish thing.
Oh, what no. Because we had asked Ute, may she please come to the podcast, right? And Ati, manager, Ati, no, it's not for Kamu. It's not for Kamu. It's childish. Ne? But thank you for the invitation. Something like that. To go along those lines. Then fucking screenshot lapan and ngamateli se lapan. Babona, but to scambi mangana sim sugelu kam. Do you understand? But now my chat is, ne? Your manager is gonna come to you and be like, "Eyo, spreading humors wants you on the show."
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Uzovelut, you are a childish liashowa in right mean. You know? Umuntu a copy and paste and to ishilo. Do you get what I mean? That's those are your words. Do you get what I mean? Ah, they childish. And then you go on Ubaba El Tito's podcast and you say that you don't want to talk about YouTubers. You want to talk about Grammy winners, both Tyler and them. And serious things on a YouTube platform. You are saying you don't want to talk about YouTubers. Does that even, it's giving blonde. It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. I don't get it. Like, bro.
And we are here too.
I'm so, like, it's annoying because you said so many things. And then you come and you say, is Sima even in the industry?
Master KG.
One of the greatest, bro. But it's cool. Maybe my song is not your vibe and I don't go around on stage jumping around. I don't do that. Do you get what I mean? But I am in the industry and I'm only beginning. Just like you were when you started at Sports Scene. So please.
Yeah.
She even in the industry. Bro, how did you start? You started at Sports Scene. You started dancing at parking lots.
Yeah.
So worrying. I follow your life. You were cool. Yeah. And so you just started being weird. You were so weird. But ma'am, I forgive you. I'm a very forgiving person. But we'll see where this takes you. God bless your journey.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. But you started on TikTok with gang views.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm fucking pumping. Nah, man. I don't like that, bro. Don't be weird. But anyway.
What's on your mind, Yandek?
I feel like, hey, so how did that make you feel, this whole situation? Are you sad? Are you angry?
I'm annoyed.
You're annoyed, ne?
If we think about it, Sima is not addressing her by herself. She's representing us. And let's be honest.
See.
Yes. Because now, when they say child, that podcast is childish. I've already seen it.
They're saying us.
Us. We are childish.
like, you know, they could have just been like, no, thank you. We're good, thank you. Masha, we're on the side. We're like, I'm childish. Okay. You know?
I want to ask you guys something. Eh? This is a question. I want to know, guys. So do you guys, do you know the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, yeah. Mm.
Do you know the World Cup?
You know, I've actually been to the Super Bowl.
Yanda Woods, Namanga. What?
When Beyonce performed? You guys believe anything.
Thank you for our picture, Ivan. But do you know the World Cup?
Yeah.
Which one do you think is the most popular?
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Which one is... No, it's the World Cup.
Because the World Cup is the world. And then Super Bowl is only like in America. Super.
I was going to ask everyone, but you guys got it. The Super Bowl, actually, like, I don't know. I forgot the stats. I don't have the stats. Ne? But the most...
Indo ten janing enama stats.
Hey!
Indo de oval ne man.
Why inje?
Nigga, what?
Maybe I'm not living in Puza. Why late inje?
Maybe it's a bit hot.
It's a nigga moya.
It's a nigga moya.
I ain't giving. You calling? Damn it.
Okay. I'll never get you on.
That's in Puza, man.
Guys, let me tell you something. So, there are certain guys, there's a lot of things that happen. I'm going to come back to the Super Bowl. So, there's certain things. Every time you come to the show, then someone got something new. So today, Tato has like 6 months, 3 days, Asna phone. So today he got a phone. He has to say, usually Tato will be somewhere at your phone, yeah, the last Nick and Leda, that game. Today he has to say, he's even drinking the grandeur that Sima is supposed to be drinking. And he's telling Ashin, he got his, a new phone now.
What phone did he get?
iPhone 11, Bala, 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 big bala, big bala, big bala. And I'm going to tag on Instagram. Like, I don't understand. So people here, when they get new things, it's crazy. And now, let me move on from Tato. I'm going to talk about Spio. Spio, ever since I was DJ, who fix the sound too much? Who fix the sound I got today? No. Spio fix the sound too much, man.
Lou, now you got a new phone. All of a sudden,
No. My phone, don't worry about it. Something light.
Lucy, you now got new sunglasses. We're taking all of a sudden. Shit, you got a new phone too.
Yeah, 15 Pro Max. Type C.
She's even matching with the color of her phone today.
Man, I'm shy.
Damn, man.
Antigo. Hey. But yeah, so funny enough, like Super Bowl is like less than the World Cup, because the World Cup is like Zamina Amina Onkisha, and the Super Bowl. And when they did it, what's funny?
Zamina Amina.
So when they asked Americans for which one is like huge, Americans thought that the Super Bowl is less, it's more popular than the World Cup. Damn. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, this is the whole world watching this, and it's soccer. And there's still a debate between soccer and football. What? Do you think it's soccer or football?
In South Africa, we say soccer.
We say soccer.
Yeah. No, which one is better? Soccer or football? Both, man. Mike.
Oya zwakala nje.
Ubab Steve Biko.
Mike, please. There's no mic. Okay. It's time. You must have this ugly booty check as Pew ever since I rang. DJ said, guys, please book Spew here. Put the email here. Now. Please book Spew, especially at funerals.
After tears.
You won't dance. I don't have a time. Ibiza, guys, please book Spew. He's a DJ now.
Really, okay?
Ibiza.
It's not Ibiza.
I took a pill in Ibiza. I was cool.
You don't know the song?
Not really.
Ha! And the woods, I was a trace. It was booming on Trace.
Yeah, after every single player, one number one, number two.
Ah, wait.
My dear man. Now Sazu, hey, now we'll create something. So should I speak about it? Dudu.
You got a car?
Yeah, okay, so today I'm like, no. Can you please give me like...
Everyone got a new push, but me? Shit.
Hey.
But you still have one.
Nah, but I want a new one.
Okay.
Woo!
So now I get a couple of chippies. You know what I say? I'm like, no, Oricky's kiss is himself. In my head, I'm like... Personal barcode. I go to the, I'm like, I want to see, hey, you want a car is branded, podcast movement, what, that inspires the voice, what. I press tutu. So, Golia would know, kiss dance is not a crime, but the previous one. Kiss dance is not a crime, but they didn't do it. Even Mike, Lidika. Butiona, Zibla, yeah, Raso. Ibulea. Some days, why rai? No, I better cafe. Okay, I'm gonna wear a glove. Put on my chine boot cafe. He was trying to open the boot. So, shout out to Kia, man.
Ooh.
Shout out to the sponsor for sponsoring my studio. The car's so nice. In come sana. In come sana.
I still have
my tires. Yeah, Winchor, it's still you, man. I just want to say shout out to you guys.
Shout out, man. Shout
and
out.
When you see it, please take pictures with it. Tato on a tiny picture, Coronel Fenimso. So he'd really appreciate that, man.
Anyway, guys, so now we have an amazing guest, man. Oh, man, what a legend. You are a citizen, a resident.
In my heart.
A resident in my heart. Ma, she's a legend, guys.
An icon.
She's icon. Please welcome Lady Zuma.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
Oh, good. Are you always the squares?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Have you heard anything else?
No.
She has such a nice feeling voice.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of shy.
You're kind of shy?
Yeah, I'm a very shy person. Man.
No, you can't make music and be shy.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yeah.
When I'm shy, guy.
That's not true. When I...
let's not go there.
Okay, guys. Hey.
Damn. Okay. Nice to meet you. You're so pretty.
Oh, yeah. You're very pretty too.
No, you know what's crazy? It's like I started listening to your music. I express music. Now you're here. I don't know how to feel. You express music. I got no key here, bro. Yeah, it's a full second. I don't know, like ki content.
Nah.
You know, but I just want to say thank you so much for coming to the podcast.
Thank you.
Really appreciate. And yeah, man.
Now, I see you guys on TikTok all the time. So
really?
Yeah, so it's kind of surreal for me to see you guys. Especially you,
superstar.
We don't want to have any the next weekend. You're going to see yourself now. This time, you're going to see yourself there.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Can I take it back to when you first started making music? What was it like singing pop, like in 2015? And at that time, like, GOM was like the most, dominant and powerful genre. Like, and you were breaking out with pop. Like, what was your experience?
I don't think I broke out with pop. I mean, I started out with Broken Beat in 2015. I only did pop in 2017.
Yeah.
So it was Broken Beats, like songs like Runaway, Pitori, Mamelodi, that time. So I was never really like in the commercial spaces. It was really like underground. Yeah. It was like a long time ago.
Not really.
Okay.
Really? It feels like forever ago because, I mean, I didn't really think about releasing music. It just kind of came out.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
So you were also singing gospel choir when you were young?
Yeah, since I was like 6.
You started singing when you were 6?
Yeah, in front of people.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
That's
what? Dope. Yeah. So, how old were you in 2015?
Ah, no comment.
I'm not to calculate. No, I won't. I won't because I'm like, if you like you're a full blown star around like that time, I wonder because you were like, it's like that's why I'm saying Blackberry Express music, Veruti Lechada, and just know that time those were the things. But I wanted to know how old were you because sometimes these things can come to you.
I think I don't really like talking about my age at all because I don't care about anyone's age, right? Yeah. But I had just finished, I was in my third year with my, in my degree. And that's when, you know, things just started popping.
Oh, so you were studying music-based things or you were studying other things?
No, I'm actually a writer before I'm a singer. So I started studying writing, creative writing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, majored in theory and English and all these other things.
Yeah, I can tell. Major in theory and all.
Why do you speak with an American accent? You know you speak with an American accent.
No, I don't. I feel like Americans speak different. I just
different.
My dad was very like specific about how we speak growing up.
Okay.
So he was like, you can't speak vernac for a couple. We couldn't speak vernac for like grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, till like maybe grade 6 because he was just like, he wants to make sure that we can speak well. And then only later on did he allow us to, you know, just go back to just speaking whatever.
You say as you have siblings?
Yes, I do have siblings. I have 3 siblings.
Okay.
Yeah, older and 2 younger.
Okay, so you're like a middle child.
Yes. So okay. I had the freedom to do whatever the hell I wanted. Yeah.
Do they do music to your siblings?
No, not professionally, but they all sing. And my brother produces and yeah. But he's now in business, so.
So it's not in the industry.
I would never show people who my family is ever because of how I've been treated. I'm just like, I ain't about to risk it. Like, my family should have a peaceful life.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of how you've been treated, I just wanted to ask, how do you feel about, like every single time, like, you say something on social media, do you get what I mean? Like, you literally get shut down. Everyone's just like, ah, wait, nah. You know, like, stuff like that. How do you feel about that?
It's weird. It's also like kind of ignorant, but okay. I mean, people are allowed to be whatever they want. I mean, you trolled me once, right?
Did you?
Hey, she totally did.
Hold on.
This is so awkward.
No. It's not. No, man. It wasn't that deep, awkward. Guys. You see, so what happened was I was on Twitter, right? And I don't know what she said. She said something, and everyone was just having her talk. And I was like, every single time Lady Zama says something, like, people are on her. That was literally, like, the caption. It wasn't, like, being mean or...
It was, like, I remember that day I was defending someone because...
Oh, yes.
I hated the fact that people were just attacking someone they don't know.
Mm.
And having been in that position, I was just like, I don't think this is right, you know? And I find it very, like, rude of people to do that because it's, for me anyway, it's a sign of, like, just not understanding. If you haven't, like, lived amongst people, it's easy for you to judge, you know. So if you're a person who's not judgmental,
but anyway, since we were talking about articulate, you were saying.
No, man, I'm just saying, like, I don't think people should bully other people. I think from the time you're in primary school, they kind of teach you that don't bully people. And I think on social media, people just hide behind their empty, whatever, like their savers, whatever they're called, like profile pictures.
Yeah.
They don't post themselves. We have one of the biggest trolls uses another woman. Like, snap. Okay,
you're saying.
One of the biggest trolls on the internet uses another person's face to troll other people. And it's just like, I don't know. I ain't about to put names out. I didn't say nothing. It was you.
So. Yeah, it was me.
Yeah,
I'm about to be trolled by nobody.
Oh, I feel like you're scared of like being trolled. Are you?
I am. Wouldn't you be? Like,
I mean,
think about it. If every single month of your life since you got into the industry, you were trending for something you did not do. Would you not be scared of trending? I mean, I was trolled for speaking the way I speak.
Yeah.
I was trolled for having pimples. I was trolled for apparently lip syncing because people can't believe that I sound the way I sound. I've been trolled for dressing a certain way. I've been trolled for everything. There's nothing I haven't been trolled for.
And now you're going to be trolled for this podcast.
Wait.
I don't know how to manifest that.
I don't care.
Thank you. Going for to Ore. Sometimes you, for me, I was so surprised. I won't lie. Because I see a thing. When dude was like, oh, guys, Thursday, 11, ladies, I'm like, hey.
Yeah?
I call him. I'm like, did I call you? I think I called dude. I'm like, dude, are you sure this is the right group? The way you said this? This is not the MacG's group. Man. Like, no, guys, now we need, I'm like, yo, man, I don't know. Let's rock.
Let's
I guess.
Rock.
Yeah. And what made you like say reach out and say, yo, I want Yanda, I want Sima?
I think it's because I'm very like I love culture. I really love culture. And especially like I started watching your guys' group because of her, right? I remember Sima used to irritate me, bro. Like,
No. Oh, what did she say?
She used to irritate me. Like her content used to irritate me. But then after some time, you just like, you start noticing that, oh, actually, this is like people who are just very free. They're not afraid of anything. You know, you guys try out stuff all the time. True. And then it's like such a big group. And like, I really like this stuff. It's low key nice. You know, you can low key hate, but it's nice.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I was like, I'd rather come here. Okay. I don't want to go. Yeah.
Yeah. That one, Daniel was busy, my. Yo.
Okay.
By this minute, you age, yeah. But yeah, I know Lena has another question. It's very interesting.
What if I don't?
I
don't. How would you say public backlash has changed your career and your life?
It's impacted it quite negatively because as much as people have to talk about social media is not real life, it's run by real people and real people consume social media, you know? And some people are just not as educated about it as the people who participate in it. So it's very easy for like the CEO of, I don't know what to say, like
Bajaja.
Win, let's say Win is a company, right? The CEO of Win, he's like probably, or she's like a 60-year-old, 50-year-old, who's looking at their brand as a goodwill, from a goodwill perspective, right?
Yeah.
So let's say Win has got this beautiful public image. Now, this person is maybe your mission and your mission statement and this brand who's Ladies Amar, maybe they mix and they blend well. But now with all the backlash, you look at it and you're like, as the CEO, how am I gonna allow this backlash from this person affect my company? So even if it's not true or it's false, the fact that there's a negative association with that person that you're trying to bring on board impacts that relationship or the possibility of that relationship. And a lot of people don't realize that they're causing a lot of damage by doing these things because brands look at their public image as well.
Yes.
You understand? Whether it's true or not, public image has got more currency than financial pockets sometimes. You understand? Yeah. So it doesn't impact you really badly.
Shame, man.
Yeah. Zile, did you hear anything?
No, I just hear it. It doesn't impact you really. So public image. But I just want to say, like, how's your life like in terms of like chilling and do you still, because I'd never see you at any event. This is my first time genuinely seeing you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's not because like I saw Katie event in JD Bias, so it's kind of like, but I just want to know how is everything like the backlash on social media? Because I always tell Abusimar, people will say shit things about you online, but they will never say something.
No. In terms of that, like publicly, I receive a lot of love. Like when I'm outside in the streets, I mean, I go to KZN quite a lot. Funny enough. And I receive a lot of love and I love the people from KZN. I love the people in Gauteng. I love all the provinces that I've been to. There's never been a province where I felt like, understand? Everyone is like really nice. But in terms of going out as well, you're right. I don't really go out much, right? I'm an introvert and I'm very scared of people. Like I'm terrified of people.
Yeah.
I get like sweaty when I'm around new people. I'll be like, oh my gosh.
Are you sweaty now?
A little. A little. But I don't go out much. But since all the negative stuff, I've actually made it a thing to go out just so that people can get to meet me in person so they can see who I am and all that. Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, like, after the whole situation, are you open to dating?
I've always been.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Troy?
Yeah.
Did you get something yesterday for Valentine's
Day? Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did you get?
Stuff.
I got a Porsche. What did you get?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't top that. I just got, like, flowers.
And, you don't like flowers?
No, she got flowers.
Got flowers.
Do you like them?
Of course.
Zile, we must go to... I'm a flower. I'm a single man.
Wait, what did you get?
Okay, no. Like, for real? Yeah. I got flowers, man. I got, like, a dinner date. Oh. And then, you know, we went to Groovinyana, a white party. And then, yeah, it was cute.
Are you?
What was?
How long have you been, like, with that person?
A few months.
Cute.
Okay.
Yeah. I've always been open to dating. I love love. Like, oh. I'll try it. And if it sucks, it sucks. I leave.
Yeah,
same. Love it. Viva la viva. Yeah.
Same. I relate. So you got flowers only?
I got flowers and I was taken out to dinner.
Oh, okay. Dinner.
And you?
Why was Amina? You know what you got me?
Ask him regularly, Nix. Ask him regularly, Yanda, Nix, no.
Before you got here, do you know what Zile said?
What?
No.
We go through our WhatsApp chat, yeah? Ooh. But that's a story for another day.
Even in Durban, Katala.
That's a story for another
day. Me and Yanda, it's nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, you must know when you do a song, Zile and Yanda. You must put it somewhere. I don't know.
But you just got like this weird rumor.
There's nothing.
I know, right?
Like, there's no weird rumor. I mean,
okay, Zile Weezy.
Yeah, but.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you and Sima have like something in common. So, both of you guys have gone through like brands pulling out and stuff like that. So, can you talk us like through your experience of brands not wanting to work with you because of certain situations and advice you can give our friend Sima and us on what to do when stuff like that happens? Nobody gave you advice of what to do or how to.
I did.
Yeah, she did.
But she has never gone through a brand not wanting to work with her because of some stuff.
I've never had a brand actively pull out from working with me, but I've had a brand that I wanted to like have a perfume line with literally decline. They're like, sorry, too much trauma. That was the only thing. But in terms of like how to deal with it, I think the only thing you can do is just rebrand. Reposition, realign. You can't convince people that you're this and that. You just have to like decide that, okay, I'm going to realign myself with XYZ. You know, that's it. You can't force people to change their minds about you, bro. You just can't. Like, it's just a waste of time.
Which uni did you go to?
Which where?
Uni.
Which university? Yeah. I'll post it online.
Oh. Yeah. You can tell us.
I don't like talking about my life. Like, I really don't. Like, my personal life and things like where I went to school and stuff, it gives people too much ammunition. Let's say somebody from that university decides to be nasty or whatever, then go pull my record. I don't want that, guys. It gets really deep. So I'd rather just be like, yo, you know I got a degree. That's good. Thank you. Nice. Sharp.
I thought you went to Harvard. That's the thing. That's what.
Oh, yeah, it's giving Oxford. You was giving Harvard.
He said, "Whoa."
That's a great
Harvard.
So then, what would you like interviewers or interviews in the future to talk to you about?
Yes.
Like in terms of people asking me questions.
Yeah.
What? I mean, just talk about my career. I mean, I come. Publicly, I present myself as a brand and I'd like to focus on that.
Mm.
My personal life has got nothing to do with anything. Mm. I mean, the little that people know about me, they've used very negatively. So why would I trust anyone with any more information? So all you need to know is that my name is Lady Samar. I'm a musician. Oh my gosh, I make nice music and that's about it.
Mm. And so are we expecting new music?
Yeah.
Definitely. There's an album that we've just completed and announced called Rainbow, right?
Rainbow, Madiba.
On the 19th of April. Yeah, 19th of April.
Let's go.
Any features inside? Shibishi?
Just Mega Drums. That's it. Just Mega Drums.
Mega Drums. Come on.
The guys that did China, China, China.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why just them?
Why just them?
Because like, I worked with just them on this project.
Oh.
Like, there's been a lot of... I've worked with a lot of producers trying to create the right sound, but... You know,
They just make sense.
Yeah. The other guys just were not for me, and they were for me, and it just made sense. It was easy. Drove to studio almost every single day. And we have fun, we talk, and there's no expectation because they're new in the industry. So it's not like, yo, you got to sound like this. Mm-hmm. Everybody just like, do whatever you want. And that was nice. So I just worked with
them. So how did you tell the other people you are awake?
I didn't. I just didn't continue with the songs.
So,
just kind of mized, like, you wanna, okay. Just stop. You're like, yeah.
I know that's that.
But I mean, to be fair, I do have a team around me that give honest feedback. Right? Mm. And those people have to be like, the song is nice, the song is not nice. So if they say that it's not nice, there's nothing I can do.
Speaking about you, let me ask you this question. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So let's say we are the Vantreezes. We are like, yo, ladies, can you please come on the podcast? What? We text you right now. We text you or we text your management. Mm. The response that your management is going to give, you will know, né? Regardless of everything.
No, a lot of times you actually don't know.
So they can just say, that podcast is whack.
They just know.
You won't know. Look, listen. Listen, it's like when you start off with any project, right? They will ask you, where would you like to go? Like, what places do you kind of want
Clubs.
You know, like in terms of like podcasts and interviews, you will basically put out like your wish list. Like, these are the places I'd like to go. But then the rest of it, it's like they will try to get those things for you. But then there'll be people who reach out. And if they don't feel like that aligns with what you're trying to do, they will politely reject it.
Politely.
Yeah.
Politely.
It would be nice, you know. And sometimes it's not that it's a bad platform. Right? Mm. It's just that it's the wrong time.
Mm.
Right? Like your podcast. For me personally, I love it. I watch it. It's nice. It was something I look forward to. But now let's say it was another podcast. It's just like, oh, wrong time. Sorry.
Okay. Let's say Mac. I know you won't go there. What is your response by saying no to Mac? What is your management going to say? What are you going
to
say?
Me personally, when it comes to, I'm not prepared for that.
That's what you got. Oh,
me
guys.
Personally, if I was responding, I'd be like, I'm not ready.
Okay.
I'm not ready because I don't expect people to ask me questions that have got double meanings.
How would you feel, ne? Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm a musician.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, Zile, can we make a song? And I'm like, oh, ladies, your music is childish. What? Management, Sima. How would you feel if I told you that? And given that your career is like, you're not an upcoming, by the way. Yeah. You're like soft, you're okay. And I say, your music is childish. Management,
see you another time.
Why would you say that?
Exactly my point. Thank you. You're proving us
right.
Nonsense.
Did somebody say that to you guys?
Yes.
Who?
Hey, watch this show. Watch tonight.
You must watch. Yeah. When you
childish. Watch. Yeah. I don't think so. We're kids at the end of the day. That's forever. True. You're always going to be a kid. You're just going to have an older body.
No. For the youth. For a reason.
Exactly.
You're also a child. What's again?
That's why I'm saying, like, it's very important, like, for us to know when management says no and how we say no to other people. Like, you know, I'm still an upcoming and now I'm like, yo, ladies, let's make a song. You should be like, unfortunately, Zile, this is not the route I'm trying to take.
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't tell me, what,
childish. You are too childish for me.
I don't understand that concept. That's the thing.
I just think some people don't know how to communicate. That's all.
The manager not knowing how to communicate.
But thing, Baba Inch.
Yeah.
Come on.
Are you Sotho? What are you?
Actually, I wanted to ask.
I'm a South African person, black person.
No comment. Dangerous. I'm
stabbing. And seeing that you speak English so well, is it forehead or forehead?
I see, Mama, you can't let that thing go.
Forehead. What is forehead?
From America,
what is forehead? Like, it sounds like a... Forehead. That sounds like forex.
I know, right? Forex. That's what it is.
It's a forehead.
No.
Forehead.
Forehead.
No. Forehead.
Okay, ladies, am I anyway? Guys, it was lovely.
But you have okay.
Sorry. What made you like wanna go on the show Unfollowed?
Oh. Wow.
Wow.
I'd never had an opportunity to speak about what I wanted to speak about.
Mm.
And it seemed like a very well put together platform, which was not gonna have, you know, agendas.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it. Nothing okay. else. It was just, I don't want agendas. I don't want drama. I'm not entertainment like that.
Oh, and true. What did that do for you? Like going on the show, what did it do for you?
I think it just gave me relief.
Okay.
Just
okay.
me. Yeah, it just gave me relief. That's it. It just allowed me to tell my story and that's it. My mom was on my case, so that was it. But that's all I'm going to say about this. Yeah.
All right. No, okay. That's good. As long as we're no sharp eye.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Thank you so much.
No, right. no.
So you really don't want to tell us like what culture you are? Like
Ujayini at least.
Zulu.
Of last year, man, today.
Because she's been speaking. I don't know if she's speaking Sotho or Tswana.
This is Tswana.
I'm part Nguni as an umbrella, and I'm also part another culture. Yeah.
Even.
Yeah, American.
No. I'm just part, like I'm mixed four different type, like tribes. So it's like.
Yeah, there's America in there.
No, it's not. But yeah.
What happened to your dreads? Do you still have dreads?
Yeah, these are dreadlocks.
Really?
Up until the part where it changes color. Yeah, when it changes color, then it's no longer dreads. Wow. This is like a braid. Yeah.
So I want to know. Are you going to hop like on a piano? Or...
Definitely. I love piano.
Who would you want to work with?
Yo, right now, Mtunzi. Mtunzi, yeah.
Mtunzi, give me that.
Yes, that one that sings, is why
Mtunzi. I thought she was calling Dim Tudor by his real name. That's why I was like so
confused. And
man.
Soul Matrix is somebody I really enjoy.
Lime Crazy. Lime Crazy.
No.
Why are you guys laughing? That's a guy's name. That is tag.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He seems nice. Yeah.
Sima.
Sima.
My day.
Sima, aren't you working with Master KG?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your person, right?
Oh.
Like in terms of like music.
Everyone.
Oh, okay.
Hurry.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just like you're staying there. All right, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, who are your favorite? Since I can tell you are tapped in, phone. Who are the people that you watch on social media?
Sure.
Like in terms of our age, besides
you guys, all of you, Miguel's. Yeah, Miguel Links. Mm-hmm. Sipogazi.
Sipogutli.
Sipoguze. What? Sipogutli. Sipogutli. Mm. Yeah. Then there's this other girl who always is in heaven, like. She's always in heaven. I don't know if you guys know who I'm talking about.
Elsa Majimbo.
No. I do watch her. But there's this other girl. She's always like, and she's got like a teddy bear.
Teddy bear.
I just forgot her name. She's got like a cute little voice. And she's always like her background, it's heaven, man. Like, it's always heaven.
Are you sure?
If you guys know that person, please say
it. I'm pretty sure. Like, I know this person. Like, I don't know her name, but her things come up. She always has a teddy bear.
Okay, I don't know her. Let's not.
Okay. Tando, but she's younger than you guys, right?
Mm-hmm. She's our age-ish.
Okay, so Tando, Babalo. The other girl, yes, Babalo, she's always got so much drama. And then, that whole squad.
Sasha.
Yeah, those, all of them. Yeah. Mm. Kind of know the stories.
So you speaking
it's entertaining.
About Sima, ask us a question. Please ask us.
I thought about this like not very sober yesterday. Okay. So I wrote it down. Okay. So the question is, do you think like your family and friends that have passed on, they stand by the gate and they like welcome you? Or like they let you in like, and then you are alone and then you have to look for them and find them?
Phew, I've never thought of that. I would like to believe that they probably wait for you if that's the thing.
Yeah. By the gate.
Yeah.
They say by the intercom and say, Simamangolwane is coming.
See, that lady that I'm talking about, she does all these little skits about intercoms in heaven. It's crazy. I can't remember her name.
The one who was saying, like, she does choirs.
Yes.
And says, okay, when I prenda fasi, you're not singing right.
But she's got like millions of followers.
I don't know.
Guys. I'll...
But
yeah.
So you believe her when you go to heaven, they greet you?
I think that would be a better scenario than getting there by yourself. But I don't believe anyone goes to heaven like now.
What?
But anyway, that's another story. Let's not go. No, it's fine. Let's go.
It's a safe space. We'll support whatever you say.
For heaven, idiot, ladies, Amma. Oscar, No, but
and God is watching.
Yeah, you must have your voice.
I don't think people are in heaven right now. I think people will get to heaven someday. I don't know. But that's...
You think they're just chilling and floating?
Yeah, I think...
Are they waiting for judgment day?
I think one day, yeah. I think one day people go to heaven, people go to hell. I don't think they're there yet. Because then, think about it, right? If they're in heaven right now, then where are the people that are supposed to be in hell? Are they in hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're burning.
So you're saying... As soon as someone dies, they don't go to heaven immediately.
Bazo.
No, they just chill. So. I think they chill. Ah. Wait.
So they are the ones that are giving us sleeping paralysis. Paralysis.
Have you had sleeping paralysis? Pressurized.
Really? So what do you do when it happens?
You sing for sure.
I pray.
I also pray. But you can't pray out loud.
You have to pray inside your head. Yeah.
That thing.
Oh, it's so crazy. This one time, I was at a hotel and I had that thing. But my eyes were open. I couldn't move.
Ah.
And I kept on screaming. In my head, I'm saying my friend's name like out loud. Yo. So she wakes up and she's like, what are you doing? So she touches me that I move.
Yo.
And then she's like, I'm like, didn't you hear me? She's like, dude, you sounded like you're choking. Yo. I couldn't hear what the hell
you're saying.
And I'm sure it was at a hotel. You know,
it was at a hotel. Yeah.
Oh, there's so many people that died at hotels. There's so many spokos at hotels. Please.
Sure.
Guys, this too. The electricity is about to go.
Yeah, do you also?
Oh. Amen.
But no. We must know what she wants to. Where can we see her? What if we just give some kabishi?
Okay.
What are we expecting? What do you want us to see?
Oh, she said albums.
No. Again, we want to make it formal.
Okay.
What do you want to be remembered as?
I want to be remembered as a revolutionary artist. Mm. But, guys, I've got an album coming out 19th of April. And there's a little documentary that's also going to come out alongside it. It's going to be fun. I'm not sure yet. We're still trying to...
Yeah.
See where it goes.
Are we gonna know your name?
Yes.
Your surname, where you come from, university.
That's the first time y'all will kind of see some parts of my family, my friends, you know, just a little bit.
Can you please do me a favor now before you go?
Mm-hmm.
Sing Love is Blah.
What did you guys say? What did you say? Rain it.
He says rhyming.
No, it's
okay, express music.
It's weighing. Like
no, but yeah, singing. You tell me what you like. Love
me. Okay. Love is blah, Love is blah, It's way in.
Way in.
Waiting or way in?
Way in.
Way in.
Yeah. Way in.
Yes.
Like you're deep inside.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you so much for coming.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
And since you said, Wuti, I trolled you and so forth. I'd like to apologize.
Oh, no, don't.
For that. It's just my controversial content. But I'd really love to apologize. I'm really sorry if it hurt your feelings, if it made you feel any type of way. since I publicly did that, I want to apologize publicly.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Yeah.
You're really such a nice person.
She is.
I've been saying this.
Anyway,
oh, no, thank you so much. I also want to say something.
No.
I want to say. No, it's serious. I just want to say raid.
Anyway, thank you so much for watching, guys. Please do like, comment, share, and subscribe. And please, man, come on, do the most. She's doing the most. She's an icon. She's a legend. Come on, man. Come on. Leave her alone. Hurry up. Bye.